Well, my name is Darnell Gardner. The name of my company is First Source LLC.
It's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I have Darnell Gardner, and this is, you guys heard of Trump? This might be the Black Donald Trump. He won't say that. He'll be humble or too sane, maybe, in some circles, but real estate construction, this is what he does. I want you guys to get your pen in the pad, learn something, because this isn't a get rich quick. This is hard work that he's put in to get where he's at. So Darnell, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Sir,
tell the people, how did you get into this? Were you kind of like Trump, where your father had a multi-million dollar business already and he handed you the keys, or did you have to, you know, kind of bootstrap this thing and get it out of the mud?
Father was in the military, so back in I was born in the 70s, so we didn't have too many resources. I just pretty much had to figure it out what I wanted to do in life. When I graduated college, I graduated a communication degree, and when I started corporate America, yes, I was discriminated on and found out some people got paid more than me. They didn't have a college degree nor the experience. So from there, I said, I had enough of corporate America at a very young age in my life. And when I moved to Florida, I wanted to do something on my own, and I just started to figure out what I wanted to do and what I love to do. And, being in real estate and mortgages, it really, this is what I want to do. It's a career. It's not a job to me.
Awesome. Now, there are a lot of communication majors, many of them still trying to pay Sally Mae back. And I know my master's was in communication, and I thank God that, she got paid back. But there's a lot of communication majors where they say, what do I do? I thought I was going to do radio, TV. Then I found out what they got paid, or there was no space for me. How did you go from communications in the military background to getting into construction? I want someone to see how you build those steps to pivot and then use those, same skills in another field.
Well, being in communication, of course, we communicate, right? So that's the main thing. And we have to use our personality into it. So I just started to being who I am. I'm aggressive. I'm a salesman at heart. That's the biggest thing is I love meeting people, learning their story, and trying to see what I can do to figure to help them out. It's always not a commission, or they don't use your services all the time, but if you figure how to help them out, they'll help you out in the future. So the answer to that is that I just use what I learned from college and just use it to in today's world and trying to help me be a better person and also in my business.
Okay. And you do the renting and the selling and you do construction. So where did you get that information, that knowledge? Was there a course online, or did you have to go back to school to say, let me know what, these terms are, because that's not something you study in communication while you're in college?
Yeah. So there's different schools, depending on what state, country, or where you're located at this point in time. You can actually Google different real estate schools that will be able to help you start the process of being licensed as a real estate professional. And then from there, over time, you'll go with a broker, which will guide you and give you the terms and help you through the process of getting started. Now, I actually went through it's called a CCIM. I've been doing this over 18 years. It's called CCIM, which is a Certified Commercial Investment Manager. This is pretty much the CPA. There, you have accountants and you have CPAs. And of course, they're in the same field, but a CPA is more advanced. I'm the CPA in commercial real estate. So I'm a CCIM candidate, which I met all the, I did all the courses and I met all the other curriculum to go ahead and sit for the national exam. So you go through four courses, which will guide you through the process of the commercial industry, how, what investors and banks and corporations look at, because right now corporations and banks actually send their people to do the CCIM course. They don't have to be designated, but they actually go through the course to figure out what we know. So when you sit in front of an investor or a corporation or a developer, they'll know right offhand if you're BSing or if you're, if you know what you're doing.
Man, let's talk about that BS, because in Florida, everybody and their mama and their mama's mama and the kids are real estate investors. The same way everybody now is like a crypto expert or a Forex expert. I just checked somebody putting all these buzzwords, talking about Binance and this and that on NFTs. And it's like, can we stop the buzzwords? The CCIM, you know, you're a real estate agent. Got to be clear that you still got to take that test. There's no shortcuts in that. And it's just, it's the next step. Do you know how many real estate agents are CCIM? Because I've met Uber drivers talking about, hey, here's my real estate card. And, right, you know, I'm just like, wow, this is something, you know, what's going on? So give us the game, go deeper into that CCIM, because education is key.
Well, CCIM, well, first things first, you're right. A lot of people are being expert in whatever they're doing in a short period of time. And one thing in this business, you got to be real. You got to be honest to yourself. You got to be honest to people that you're engaging. If you don't know, ask your broker will guide you and help them through that process. So just one thing I can tell you in this business, keep it real. That's all I can say. But with the CCIM, it's a small percentage and we're on a global level. We're not just in the state of Florida. It's national and also international. I'm also licensed in Florida, Georgia, and also Jamaica. Which I extended my business on an international level. But yeah, it's more towards a small percentage of persons that are actually licensed as a real estate professional that actually complete and go through the course of a CCIM. It is difficult. It's not easy.
Okay. And nothing good in life is. You guys remember that when you're looking for spouses. If it's too easy, like Pac said, man, you might not want it. Tell the people now with, you know, it's hard to get a house in Florida. I don't care if your budget is, you know, over 2 million. Somebody's coming in with 2.5 saying, I want that house. Where do you see and predict, you know, the market going? Is it going to stay like this? Because college kids coming out of school, I tell them, why look for a house in South Florida? You know, you better go to Belgrade and start building that up. But like, what's your thoughts on what's going on in the market? Now we got a war, we're impacted overseas. What's your, you know, where do you think we're going to be in the next 6 to 12 months?
We all want the crystal ball, right? So
yeah,
I'm gonna keep it real with you guys. I do more commercial real estate, but commercial real estate actually trickles down to the residential sector. I ran an actual forecast for a couple of investors for the next 5 years, and it's not looking good, especially for we in our industry. There's different classes. There's a Class A building, there's a Class B building, there's a Class C, there's a Class D. Now, the higher the class, the more amenities, okay? So with this report, in the Class B and Class C sector with multifamily, we see the rents are going to actually go up. In a Class A, they're actually not going to go up. I see a little trend that they're actually might be going down to compete with the Class B, Class C. The reason why is, yes, there are people that are coming in to South Florida. I don't know, are you located in Florida?
I'm in Wellington.
Oh, well, so, oh, you're not too far. You're right around the corner.
So well, I'll feed you if you want to come down. Come on down, right. We'll finish it. I'll feed you. Yes, it's all good. I got a drink ready.
So downtown West Palm Beach is going to be the next Wall Street of South Florida. We of course, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, but West Palm is very, South Florida is very attractive for corporations. The reason why they don't have all them federal and all these taxes they have to pay in order to keep their business running. So a lot of tech companies, a lot of wealth management companies, I was actually part of a committee that actually approved a big Class A office building right here off of Rosemary and Fern. It's 360 Rosemary. It's right catty corner from the Publix Plaza. But yeah, right now is that I see them there. As soon as that building was built, which was very short time, I think it only took 2 years to build out, they already have Goldman Sachs there. A lot of tech companies are coming. As I said, a lot of wealth management companies are coming. A lot of corporations are coming. So right now, South Florida, if you're in Tupac, Mississippi, it might not be way different than it is here in South Florida. I don't see any change, but I do see change in the classification of the buildings with the rents. So I see a forecast that there's still going to be a shortage. But I think it's going to be more inventory coming soon due to foreclosures. I see that happening, but on a commercial sector, on a multifamily, that what I know is that with the forecast of the next 5 years, that rents are going to stay steady or maybe increase between prop. I don't have a percentage, but it's going up.
Okay. It's going up. And you guys, your salaries, I pray that they're going up because, you know, everything seems to be going up. That's the way of the land. But, you know, we've seen this before and we've seen things happen. And, you know, then there's a whole bunch of inventory and everyone's trying to grab stuff. Where would you tell a young investor who, you know, looks at you and says, I want to be you in 20 years? What do they need to be doing? Is cash king? Should they do the Robert Kiyosaki thing and just, you know, try to be almost $1 billion in debt and laugh that they don't pay tax and say, ha, 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 I'm still wealthy? Like, what should they be looking at?
Well, first, they need to sit down with someone that knows what they're doing and listen to their goals and where they're trying to be in the next 5 to 10 years and go from there. That's the start. That's the building your foundation on that, because you just want to get somebody, oh, you got cash. Hey, let's go buy this. The cap rate looks good. And then within a few years, the cap rate drops. You know, your vacancy is up and you're trying to figure out, hey, Darnell told me, hey, this was good. And now I'm struggling, you know. So I don't want to put anybody in that situation. I actually like to sit with a person and go over their goals and wants and needs are and what their risk factor and what their appetite is, because it's important when you have cash. Cash is king now. If you have cash, you want to make sure your cash is as secure and less risk as possible.
Now, you said something. My wife and I, we love Jamaica because it reminds us of Africa, you know, which we call home. What is the, if somebody says, look, I'm not going to make it here in America. I see the writing on the wall. I've been to Jamaica. I've been in the grill. I've been to Mo Bay. I've been to, you know, wherever. And I understand I can't live on the resort. I need to buy a house, but I like getting off of the resort, even though they try to make you sign waivers to leave the resort in some of them, you know, right. Palladium. I'm talking about you, you know, no gold, the natives. Oh, whoa, they're going to get you. But what, you know, how much money does someone need to buy a nice home in Jamaica? Of course, for an American, I'm going to say closer to the water. You know, we know by the water has all been sold up for decades, but how much do they need? Because there is, you know, CBI programs are in different residencies that people can get. So how would that work for somebody who maybe is, you know, 22, 25, 30, interested in that?
Well, just to give you some news, I actually just got regulated to do mortgages in Jamaica. So I am a licensed real estate broker and now I can do mortgages in Jamaica. I just got the confirmation a few days ago, which is awesome. So for a person that actually is trying to buy, the max, if you're trying to do an owner occupied, we can go up to 95% LTV. And what LTV means is loan to value. So you pretty much have to come up with 5% down. Now, if it's a non-owner occupied, it's 80%. Yes, it's a little bit more because guess what? You're not there. The bank is taking more risk, okay? Now, with the documentation is not difficult. It's pretty much, we can run credit here, but you have to have a TRN, of course. They're going to run your TRN down there, and I run your credit up here. We're going to also ask for income documents, such as bank statements. Make sure, you know, you have money that you can afford the mortgage and also your down payment. So they're going to look at your job history also. Just like qualifying for here, it's just a little, the only thing is your TRN, okay? Also, the rate starts at 6.75. They're a little bit higher, but yes, it's the island. You're dealing with the island, so to answer your question.
And if we say anything, you guys say a TRN, okay, that's a taxpayer registration number. If I said CBI, that is the citizenship by investment. But you guys should be Googling this stuff if you're listening, because, you know, we can't just give you the game. You know, you can buy it, though. You can buy it for sure. But I just want to make sure if you're stuck in the mustard to catch you up. But what type of homes are we looking at, you know, $50,000, you can get a nice, you know, 3-4 bedroom home in certain places in Jamaica? Or do you need more money to be able to do that?
Well, the cheaper it are, the more you're going to be like, I don't need to be in that area. So you got to be careful where you want to be. You know, depends on what parish you want to be. Like I just came, I went to Jamaica not too long ago. I was in Mandeville. I met a developer out there. She built 3-story townhomes, beautiful. Beautiful. And they were around, it's almost similar to here, but a little bit less, but similar. But they're, I mean, it's massive. I think there was around, I think she wanted 3.25 for it. I think it was 3.25. I do have a gentleman, no, I'm sorry. It was like 380. It was just under 400,000, but I do have a gentleman right now. He has some townhomes in the grill, newly constructed, never lived in. He's selling two of them, and the other one won't be done in probably about 6 months. But I think he wants 3.25 for them. But it's in the grill. It's in the spot where you want to be. So let's give a number here. Let's say 3.25 times 5%. That means you only come with $16,250 plus closing costs. That is American, not Jamaican dollar, okay? So so you're looking at $16,250 plus your closing costs, which Jamaica is a little bit different in closing costs. But yeah, you're looking at that to get it rolling.
And you guys, when he says massive, I'm on a site. I see a Mandeville home for $162,000. And this thing will make anything, wherever you are in Florida, look like, oh, I thought I had a nice home. You know, so it's great. Now, with that, if you buy a home, let's say, in Jamaica, is there any CBI program, like you, if in Malta you buy, you know, a home, or Portugal, spend $300,000, you get citizenship? Is there any program like that in Jamaica that you know of?
I know there's some, like they have programs that if you put in, like you put into the program, they'll help you probably with closing costs, some things like that. But yeah, I know there's some things out there. Like I said, just got regulated. So I will be flying down more to get engaged with the other services they have for personally. Of course, you have to be from there to get some of these programs with the TRN. But they do probably have some from foreigners. But I cannot quote that. I just have to go down there and find out what's going on and follow up with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk about that, because I'd love to try to set up a real estate tour with some of our influencers and have people. We bring people to Africa. We'll be there next week for South Africa to bring them. And we're doing Kenya again this year, God willing. But in Sierra Leone, I haven't forgot about you, but I got to have things right and tight. You know how hard it is to do business sometimes in, you know, when you're away. What is a community give back that you are doing or that you would like to do in the future?
What I would love to do is go to countries that they don't have the resources like we do. And I like to educate persons how to transact in real estate. That's what I want to give back, is to have an understanding of real estate, how to evaluate it, how, you know, contracts, how to engage a customer, how pretty much how to do business in real estate from A to Z. That's what I'd love to do.
Well, that sounds like you want to write a book or a course. Do you have any literature already out there that people can, you know, tap into and buy now?
Yeah, I don't have anything that I have done yet, but I am in the future looking into that. I already engaged some persons to help me write a book, how business is conducted in commercial real estate, especially as a minority. So it is a little challenging.
Oh man, talk that book into the microphone, give it to somebody to transcribe, then give it to another editor to make sure they got it right. Maybe another, I have a publishing company, so I like to give the game. Yep. And just put that thing out there and do not overthink it, because this is a time where school is, this is me saying it, this ain't Darnell, school needs to change. It's almost, you know, irrelevant, like what people are memorizing and spewing out. That's what I tell my kids. School, I'm gonna hire you a teacher, because the education you have is what people need to be knowing right now in middle school. They don't need to wait till college. They need to know right now. And it's gonna change by the time they get to college, but at least they have a foundation. So I'm putting the pressure on Darnell. He'll have the I said Black Trump, but maybe I need to flip it to Black Dave Ramsey. And you know, he'll do it like that. Let the people know where they can find you and any last words you have for them.
All right. Well, I'm here in West Palm Beach, grounded at 524 DeTora Street. Unit 109, suite 109, I'm sorry. West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. You can always call me. My phone number is 954-638-6028. Again, it's 954-638-6028. The last words I can say is the world is changing, and it's changing fast. A lot of things are getting wiped out. It's almost like back in the days, I was telling my first resume I put out, I remember you had to add data entry. You had to put data entry and Word on there. Today, you got to know that, like you said, when you're like 5 years old. So all I'm saying is the world is changing. You have to think about, you have to think outside the box in your business. And whatever you're trying to do, just remember there's technology that's trying to take it over. So always keep reading, always engage yourself in what's happening, current events. Because there's a lot of things that are happening that it's scary, but I'm going to try to do my best to make a difference. That's all I can do.
Man, and keep doing it. God bless it. You guys can check out the links in the description. You'll see his business site. You can go also check out just by his name on Instagram. Even if you put his name.com, some interesting things may pop up. You know, I don't want to say everything he's involved in, because you might have to read some of that in the book, but check out these various sites, because you've been blessed by the game. Whether you are listening on iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, our newest partner at AYV Radio in Freetown, Sierra Leone, home. Holla, man, and share this game with somebody. It will change their life. Be blessed, y'all.
Are you tired of the rat race in America? Are you ready to visit the motherland to relax and rejuvenate? Are you ready to explore all that Africa has to offer? Then check out the brand new Diversified Game Academy course. Prepare for my first trip to Africa. Are you worried about being able to afford the trip? We got you. We will show you how to travel either on a budget or as a baller. Learn how to stress the value of the USD. Did you know that 100 United States dollars is worth over 1,000 South African rand, or 10,000 Kenyan shillings, or 54,250 West African CFA? Are you worried about taking your kids? Get the game from Kellen Cash, a bona fide world traveler, having traveled to almost 20 countries, several of those in Africa. Get the game on taking your kids on their first trips. Learn how to find the best tickets, get the visas, and plan your own adventures in Africa. Don't let Eddie Murphy have all the fun. Plan your own coming to Africa trip, starring you, produced by you, and featuring you. If you are ready for a life-changing experience, sign up for our course today, Diversified Game Academy. Get prepared and purchase at diversifiedgame.com.